3rd, 7:07 p.m., and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And as always at this hour, it is, guess what? It's time for the show again, usually with Calvin, me, and my friend Paul. But Paul is a little swamped, a little wiped up today, so it's just going to be me. So right off the bat, just going to go with probably my favorite David Bowie song, first song off the classic Ziggy Stardust album. Here's 5 Years by David Bowie.
Had just come over. We had 5 years left to cry in. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephone.
So once again, that was 5 years by David Bowie. Kind of the first Bowie song I really got into when I first, like, junior year high school, when I first really started listening to his stuff, you know, exploring the realm of what he has to offer. But love that song. This next one is by a band I really like, Smog. We've played them a bunch. Played Bill Callahan, who's the lead singer, solo stuff as well. So here's Vessel in Vain, just a really good one here from Smog.
Responsible for the things I say, for I am just a vessel in vain. Be held responsible for the things I see, for I am just a vessel in vain. No boat out.
So once again that was Vessel in Vain by Smog, a really good one. Next up is a song from Adrienne Lenker's album. She's the lead singer of Big Thief, a band we were playing a couple weeks ago, and I think Paul played one of her songs from the solo album that just came out this year. But I really like this one a lot. Here's Blue and Red Horses by Adrian Lenker. By Adrian Lenker, and we here at the show just want to take a quick pause from all the music and give a quick shout out to the Boston Red Sox, who play in the World Series tonight. So a quick shout out to them, and good luck to our boys in blue. So next up, here's a song called Animal Nitrate by this Britpop band Suede, you know, similar to like Blur, Oasis type stuff in the 90s in England. I think this is the most popular song. The categorization of this band gets all screwed up because technically their name is Suede, kind of how they were known as, but there were some sort of complications with licensing in America, and they had to go by the band name the London Suede whenever they were in. Whenever they were in America. Apologies that the mic was off for all of that. But either way, here is Animal Nitrate by Suede.
You know that it's hard.
So apologies on that one. Like I said, it was Animal Nitrate by Suede. I had hit the button for the wrong mic before the song, so nothing I said beforehand was broadcasted, unless it was caught distantly in the other mic. Either way, was this one? This one not even work? Okay. So either way, this next one is a song by country musician Marty Robbins. His album Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. A friend had recommended it to me like a long time, like a couple years. I think it was a kid I used to go to camp with told me about this album, and I didn't really get around to listening to it until recently, but this song's pretty good off it. Here is They're Hanging Me Tonight by Marty Robbins.
Me sad and blue was on a rainy night like this that Flo said we were through. I told her how I loved her and I begged her not to go, but another man had changed her mind, so I said goodbye. Flow alone within my cell tonight, my heart is filled with fear. The only sound within the room is the falling of each tear. I think about the thing I've done, I know it wasn't wrong. They'll bury Flo tomorrow, but they're hanging me tonight. They're hanging me tonight. That night he came and took my Flo and headed into town. I knew I had to find this man and try to gun him down. As I walked by a dim cafe and I looked through the door, I saw my Flo with her new love, and I couldn't stand no more. I couldn't stand no more. I took my pistol from my hip and with a trembling hand, I took the life of pretty Flo and that good for nothing man. That good for nothing man. I think about the thing I've done, I know it wasn't right. They're very Flo tomorrow, but they're hanging me tonight. They're hanging me tonight.
Once again, that was They're Hanging Me Tonight by Marty Robbins. A nice quick one. Next up, here's a song by, I want to say 80s. Yeah, 80s, early 90s, really cool pop band. They did a lot of really cool stuff with the 80s pop sound in terms of like the very reverb heavy drum machine stuff like that. Catchy, you know, I don't know how to describe it that well, but you kind of get a sense when you hear it of that 80s pop sound. But they did their own sort of thing with it. But here's Wild Horses by Prefab Sprout.
So cool with your mocking eyes, won't you look at the old fool?
Wild horse.
me playing over art. Grace and looks take no credit for. Girl, you're yearning a part of the score, like the chemicals at war in me, till I'm a wolf with an eye for the poise.
Once again, that was Wild Horses by Prefab Sprout. Next up, we got a Rolling Stones song. I feel like most Rolling Stones songs, any sort of type of, you know, they got a bunch of, I don't know how to, but they all feel like they'd be very good in movies. You know, they're a very good movie music band. So I heard this song the other day, just listened to Sticky Fingers, and thought the same of this tune. Here's Dead Flowers by the Rolling Stones.
Thank you.
great one, Dead Flowers by the Rolling Stones. Sometimes I kind of like when songs feel, you know, almost like overwhelming, or you can't even begin to understand how the artist sort of went about, you know, piecing them together. Like, they just sound so mesmerized and stuff like that. But also sometimes love a song like that where you can just kind of feel them being in the studio, you know, just jamming it out. Just a really good live doable feel from that song. Next up, one of my favorite bands from back home in Connecticut. A lot of really, really great music there. I've played these guys a couple times before, but here's off their album last year, Funeral by Queen Moo. That was Funeral by Queen Moo. Love it. Next up, here's a song off an album I heard, found over the summer, Arthur Russell. A lot of very influential guy. I never was super, really, really got it. I didn't really listen to that much of his music, but there's one album called Love Is Overtaking Me that I listened to a lot in the summer. And, you know, it's really interesting because, like, the album's kind of in thirds. The first third is all these kind of somber country-ish songs, which this one, Close My Eyes, is from that part of the album. Then the middle part has these, like, almost Beatles-esque, you know, pop rock tunes. And then the last part of the album is these drum machine bass, like, minimal pop songs that are really sort of kooky and weird and stuff like that, but really good stuff. Like I said, this is one of the more folky country ones. Here's Close My Eyes by Arthur Russell.
What grows feel the watery dew. I just can't be there with no other. I know those hills will be true. Away from my sister and brother, down through the grasses so new. The air is sweet and steady, and flowers bloom out of sight. I know the sky is ready. Come meet me down here tonight. Will the corn be growing a little tonight? As I wait fields for you, who knows what grows in the morning light, as we can feel the watery dew.
So once again, that was Close My Eyes by Arthur Russell. Next up, we have a song that's, you know, kind of crapped on a little bit from the Led Zeppelin crowd. I know it's lyrically a lot more simplistic than, you know, this other stuff, but I remember this song as a kid, loving it, and I forget where I heard it, somewhere over the weekend in the back of my memory, and was thinking about it again. So, and also the title's pretty funny. Everyone calls it Dire Maker. Apparently it's supposed to sound like a Digi Maker in like a sort of Cockney accent. It's a part of a long joke. Either way, here's Dire. I'll just call it Dire Maker by Led Zeppelin.
Oh,
That was Deer Maker, or whatever you want to call it, by Led Zeppelin. Next up, one of my favorite Elliott Smith songs, the last track off his closing album. Not much to be said about his music. Stands for itself, but obviously one of the best artists ever. Here's The Biggest Lie by Elliott Smith.
Us apart, make everybody play. You spend everything you had, wanted everything to stop that bad. Now I'm a crash credit card and registered to Smith. Not the name that you call me on a pot of gold flame paint. Oh, we're so very precious, you and I, and everything that you do makes me wanna die. Oh, I just told the biggest lie. Just told the biggest lie. Biggest lie.
Once again, The Biggest Lie, very lovely, from Elliott Smith. And to close out the show, we got another more new wavy song from Strawberry Switchblade, you know, the Scottish duo from the 80s. Really big fan of this song, Trees and Flowers. Just want to say thank you to everyone who listens every week, everyone who's listening right now. Have a good night. And here's Trees and Flowers by Strawberry Switchblade.